We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com.
Time to feed you some more Brad's Bites. I'm Brad Trinago, football pregame, halftime, and postgame host for the Tiger Network. I try to bring you chats with people tied to interesting things outside the Mizzou football program. Here's an example. The Next Gen Precision Health Institute, now less than a year away from opening. This is a big deal for the university, a $220 million project trying to get some state-of-the-art treatments to people in need. Executive Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs, Dr. Rick Barron, gave us an update on that before the Kentucky game. We started by running through his pretty impressive resume, except for one part. After getting his doctorate at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, there were stops at places like Ohio State and the U.S. Air Force, retired there as a lieutenant colonel, done a lot of work on neuromuscular disorders. And Dr. Barron, you said all of this professional success started when you read a biographical novel about Sigmund Freud. So first off, with all that being said, tell me about your mother.
So yeah, exactly.
I'm kidding.
Exactly. It all goes back to mom. Well, she did let me buy the book, so I thought I was going to do something in the brain. I didn't know what. And then I got lucky enough in my last year of high school to get accepted into that brand new University of Missouri, Kansas City, six-year combined BAMD program, which still is there and flourishing in Kansas City. And so my career choice was made very early.
So, like I said, a lot of impressive stops in your career. You also were at Kansas. You were there for more than a decade, too. What took you so long to jump ship and join the good guys?
Well, yeah, the state of Kansas, I say, had me on loan from the state of Missouri. We were able to build a lot in Kansas in the medical center, and that's what I'm trying to do here as well now.
Executive Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs at Mizzou, Dr. Rick Barron, joining us here on the Arrive Alive Tiger tailgate. So you got to Mizzou in May. The coronavirus pandemic was certainly already here and hitting us. And I don't think people realize that was tough on hospitals because elective surgeries were put on hold, for example. So how has MU Healthcare adjusted to life during COVID-19, and how is it helping now to try to find treatments?
I think we did really well. You're right. April was tough. We really had to shut everything down in April and May and just do essential things. All elective surgeries were stopped. We had to start massive COVID testing. We set up the drive-throughs in Columbia. We had to come up with ways to test for the virus. Initially, we outsourced it. Now we do it all in-house. We've rebounded and are, while we still have COVID patients that we diagnose every day, our hospital's up and running as usual. Our volumes are back to what they were before COVID, in spite of and while we take care of COVID patients. So I think we're really doing well. We are in the vanguard of centers around the country that are trying some new treatments. There's a new hyperimmune globulin that's being tested, which is a gamma globulin that's obtained from people who have had COVID before. So the NIH and a pharmaceutical company has partnered on this. We were selected to be one of the sites, and we were able to give this to the first COVID patient in the country 2 weeks ago. So we are really on the front edge of trying to fight the COVID battle.
Mizzou's Dr. Rick Barron, Executive Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs, joining us on the Arrive Alive Tiger Tailgate. Next Gen Precision Health Institute. It opens almost exactly a year from now. It opens. $220 million building. It's not far from the hospital and the football field on campus if you see the construction there. It's certainly a big price tag, especially during a pandemic. Why is this such a big deal?
Well, while we're in the middle of this pandemic, we have to move on with our missions of education and discovery. I've already said how we're still doing our service healthcare mission as well. So this is a project that was started several years ago. We're right in the middle of it. We're really near the end game because, as you said, the building opens in a year. We're going to do amazing things in this new building. There's nothing going to be like it in the country, where we have wet lab researchers, animal researchers, the state-of-the-art imaging of the brain and other organs, electron microscopy, a place to see research subjects, all in the same building, as sort of a one-stop discovery center for precision health, where we try to find the right treatment for the right patient at the right time. This is the most ambitious research project in the history of the University of Missouri, and I'm just honored that President Choi asked me to lead it as the executive scientific director.
You personally have done a lot of research on ALS. I think a lot of people know it as Lou Gehrig's disease. Right. How can this institute help fight something like that?
Right. So, yeah, I've spent my whole career trying to find treatments for Lou Gehrig's disease. Still looking for something that's truly effective. We do have a few drugs that work a bit now. So there is some progress, but not enough. What you can do in the field of precision health is identify where you have something like a genetic defect in the chromosome and try to correct that either eliminate the effects of the disease or to stop it from progressing. This actually has been done in diseases similar to ALS. There's a childhood disease called spinal muscular atrophy. And in the last few years, drugs have come on the market, gene therapy drugs, which alter the course of children and young adults with spinal muscular atrophy so that they don't die and the disease really almost stops. We're going to do similar drugs like that in this building, and we have one of our scientists on campus, Dr. Chris Lorson, is working in the field of spinal muscular atrophy, and he's working on variations of the drugs that will improve on the existing drugs that are on the market for patients with these rare, rare neurologic diseases. So I think ALS is the next horizon. We've actually, the medical field has figured out by precision health how to tackle some of these diseases, and we're going to tackle more of them through the scientists' work in this building.
Really exciting stuff there. And Dr. Barron, we're happy to have you on this side of the border now, on the good side, and thank you so much for your time today.
I'm glad to be back home in Missouri, and thank you for having me on the show.
Executive Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs, Dr. Rick Barron, now with Mizzou after that decade-plus loan over in Kansas. Remember to subscribe, download, tell a friend about the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast presented by Shelter Insurance. I'm Brad Fernago. Thanks for listening.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics on the Tiger Network, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.